are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Obama rejected the pipeline. He's giving in to environmentalists. You know, it's going to cause global warming. I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. Remember, President Obama knows he can't please the conservatives. He knows. He knows he can't please the conservatives. His only strategy right now is to please the liberals and the environmentalists. There's no shock. There's no shock there. Yeah, the pipeline is going to create jobs. But it's what the Republicans want. And he really has nothing to gain with the Republicans because he knows they want him out. So what he's going to do is he's going to try to appease the only group that's going to vote for him, the environmentalists. So, nah, I'm not shocked. Yeah, I'm not shocked. I mean, they say he probably will eventually move towards voting for it. And if that's the case, all right. Okay, good. But no. Remember, he's got to kiss somebody's butt. You know, and as usually the non-conservative butt. So I'm not surprised in the least. Do I think the pipeline really would cause global warming? No, I don't. There's already tons of pipelines. You know, it's the consumers, if anything, rather than the production of this. I mean, you know, give us jobs. I think unemployed Americans is probably worse for the environment than employed Americans, okay, if we really want to make that argument. So I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. All right, so how y'all doing? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got Donovan working the dials. This is networked by Genesis Communications Network, so a big, big thank you. How y'all doing? All right, we got a lot to talk about, today. Now, I got this email, I've gotten very similar emails. Dr. Dahlia, my doctor sent me to the ER and they wouldn't order the test. Dr. Dahlia, I needed a CAT scan. I was in the ER. They wouldn't order the CAT scan. And I'm looking at these and there's kind of a lot of them I've been getting. Now, remember, it's not that I don't want to read your emails on air. You guys have good emails, but usually I try to pick emails that go along with what we're talking about. And I didn't realize that there was a trend. So I did some investigative work. You know, the Dr. Dahlia does have an investigative team. We do. And we do investigate. And it's a pretty good team. Pretty good team. We don't have an office where we meet. We usually meet in my car, discuss things, then we go back and investigate. But talk to a couple emergency room doctors, and they go, well, of course, we get dinged. That's the new word. Do you notice that 2012 ding is a word, you know? A couple years ago, it was penalized. I always thought it was penalized, but everyone's saying, I'm getting penalized. Penalized. I don't like saying that, okay? Reminds me of a body part. I like to say you're penalized, but that's not the term. We're getting dinged. Now, if you really conjugate that verb correctly, it's dung. We're getting dung. But ER doctors are saying, no, we're getting dinged. And we're getting dinged if we order tests that where the outcome ends up being normal. And is this, now remember, when I did ER, I did emergency room back in the 90s. And if I needed to order a test, I ordered a test. It was for a small hospital, pretty busy ER, but a small hospital. And I guess they were probably in the black, so it didn't matter if we ordered a test that came back normal. But if I felt the person was having an appendicitis attack, or kidney stone, blunt trauma, then we could go ahead and CAT scan. I didn't realize now that ER doctors will be penalized or dung if they order a test and the outcomes comes out normal. That I've got to find out. But of course, nobody's going on record. You won't see this anywhere. No, and no one's going to speak forward and be interviewed about it because, of course, they could lose their job. All right, these ER docs want to keep their jobs. But really, is that what's happening? Yeah, it makes sense. That's why I'm getting emails. Dr. Dahlia, how do I get a CAT scan if I go to the ER and they won't give it to me? Now, true, hospitals do have to be a little more economically savvy. We're having many people go to the ER without insurance. You know, they get these expensive tests done, nobody's paying. But In an attempt to save money on health care, I'm finding out that both insured and uninsured people, these ER docs are getting penalized. Now, the last thing you want is the doctor that's hovering over you to hope to high heaven that you have something wrong with you such that they don't get penalized. All right. Doesn't that creep you out that your doctor has to hope that he doesn't get in trouble? If your test comes, you want your test to come back normal. You want to make sure you don't have a bleed in the brain. But if you look like you order tests and the majority of the outcome is normal, you're going to get in trouble. Now, I've talked about many of the cases I took care of when I did emergency room. For example, gentleman walks in and I was new to this one. This was in Bullhead City. It was an urgent care, but it was busy like an ER. And my nursing staff said, oh, Wax is my last name. So I was a Dr. Dahlia then. Yeah. Now five people know me, but back then nobody knew me. And they said, Dr. Wax, he's just here for his Demerol Phenergan for his headaches. He comes in every month. All right. Just, you know, do you want me to draw it up? And I go, no, I don't want you to draw it up. Can I talk to him first? So I talked to him and he goes, yeah, I get these horrible headaches, but this headache's really bad today. I go, really, really bad? I go, is this the worst it's ever been? He goes, yeah, actually, yeah. This is the worst my headache's ever been. I get headaches a lot, but this is the worst. I go, I got a CAT scan you. All right? If you have a headache that's the worst you've ever been, I need to scan you. Well, I scanned him, and he had bilateral subdural hematomas. He had spontaneous hemorrhage. I've never seen bilateral both sides. Never seen it. Both sides of his brain had bleeds. He was having a big, I mean, no wonder he was having a headache, the worst of his life. So, yes, if I think I need to order the CAT scan, I'm going to do it. Now, true, everybody I've ordered a CAT scan didn't have something wrong. I'll give you that. Okay? You know, yes, I have ordered scans that ended up being normal. But let me make that decision. Something didn't seem right. I had a sixth sense of it. And I'm not saying this because it was a good doctor. I'm not blaming. I think it was his guardian angel. I'm giving his guardian angel credit. But no, don't stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to stop talking about this. We got to go on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,656. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,697.28, $848.64 for a half ounce, or $424.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,697.28, $848.64, and $424.32.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, it's rock and roll. We're back here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, so we spent a significant amount of time yesterday talking about employee-employer relations being strained. And the one thing that's happening right in front of our noses now is in the medical community, ER doctors and family doc relationships getting strained. Now, I know that doesn't sound as juicy and as exciting a topic, but it should be interesting to you because you guys are the ones getting caught in the middle. I've been getting emails, which we talked about just a few minutes ago, from patients saying they go to the ER and the ER won't order the test. They refuse to order the test. They had something wrong. They wouldn't order the test. And you're like, why is that happening? In fact, very interesting. We had a patient, this was a few years back, that had a horrible, horrible headache. We sent them to the emergency room. This is a few years ago. And we expected them to do a scan of the head. And they didn't want to. Okay? Patient comes back saying, the ER said I was fine, gave me some pain medicine. Do you still have the headache? I got the backache, headache, yeah. So we sent her back to the ER. Okay? Yes, you could sometimes send them to a radiology place, but if they're busy and you're thinking, look, this person has something serious. She's vomiting. She has head pain. I don't want her sitting around for hours at a radiology center. I sent her back to the ER. I don't care what the ER thinks of me. Look, I've done ER, okay? You know, when you're an ER, you're a tough guy. All right? I'm tough. I can pee with the best of them. So I didn't care if they got mad at me. Well, luckily, somebody said, fine, I'll CAT scan her. She had a bleed in the brain. Now, I'm not telling you this because I want everybody to be scared that if they have a headache, they have a bleed to the brain. Even though I got to tell you, when I got my headaches, I mean, it feels like I'm hemorrhaging. I mean, these headaches are painful. And any of you that suffer from migraines, I am with you. It stinks. It really blows. There's no other term for it. It blows. I mean, you almost want to burr hole just to get some pressure out of the head. But that's, you know, but God forbid you have a bleed. I mean, that could be fatal. And I'm kind of getting sick of hearing that people aren't getting what they need in the ERs. Now, again, in the ER's defense, these hospitals are going broke. Okay? I mean, even we're seeing across the pond in Europe, they even have to close down some of their emergency rooms because they're spending so much time and so much money on stupid stuff. They don't have the staff. They don't have the funds. And, you know, true, you know, you keep on ordering tests that, you know, end up being normal. I could see why the hospital wants to curb that. But again, you're taking away the art of medicine. I have the nursing staff. I have the patient even say, look, I come here once a month for my Demerol and Phenergan. We're talking about the patient I talked about before the break when I was manning a urgent care, which had the degree of severity as an emergency room. I mean, I was dealing with codes and like I would deal with an emergency room. I just didn't have any bullet gunshot wounds coming in or traffic accidents. So it wasn't a trauma center. But, I mean, it was very similar to when I manned an ER. And I know I should say womaned an ER, but it doesn't sound as dramatic. So I want to say when I manned an ER. And I did. I manned that ER. I mean, I had an 18-hour bra, you know, and I have a great story, a great female story, but y'all don't want to hear that. So let's just finish what I'm talking about. Really quickly, I was so busy. We were so slammed in the ER that I knew I was going to have to go to the bathroom and, you know, replace the tampon. And so I just threw a couple in my pocket. So I figured whenever I got a break that day, and it was really embarrassing because I, you know, walk into a patient room and the tampon in my pocket is practically falling out, you know. And I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to look like I pee with the big boys. And unfortunately, there's a huge tampon hanging out in my pocket. But you know what? I don't care. We women are tough. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of having a uterus. Okay, so back to the story. So here I am. I'm manning this urgent care. Somebody comes in for his Demerol Phenergan shot that he wants every month. Nurse is like, let's draw it up. You know, he's our frequent flyer. And he wasn't a pain medicine addict. He wasn't a, drug abuser or anything like that. He was a guy that has pain, and that's what helped him. And I just wanted to just stop the whole rhythm of it and predictability of it. And I said, you know, can I just at least talk to him and find out. Again, it's my license is on the line. And when I talked to him, something told me I should probably run a scan. Neurologically, he looked good. But he said this was the worst headache he's ever had. And anytime anybody ever says that to a doctor, you get the CAT scan. We got the CAT scan. He had bilateral subdural hematomas. I've never seen that ever. And I've worked many, you know, many, many days in trauma. Days, moons in trauma. So never seen that before. And thank God I ran a scan. But now I'm finding out that emergency room doctors, depending on the system in which they're working and whoever's running that hospital or whatever, will actually penalize these doctors if they order tests and the tests come out negative, where they were fine, because then they're ordering unnecessary tests. Well, I mean, here's the problem. Let's look at a person with chest pain. Okay, let's look at when you have chest pain, we teach you, I teach you on this show, you're taught all over the news and all these heart specials and by your doctor, you don't diagnose chest pain without being evaluated because you don't know. Heart attack, chest pain can be atypical. It could be a toothache. It could be a shoulder ache. It could be some numbness in the arm. It could be pain on the right side of the body. I've seen it all. So if somebody comes in with chest pain, you can't just look at the person and say, oh, you're good, get out of here. Not in this litigious society. So you're going to want to order the tests. Now, I know some of you are listening over, Dr. Dahlia, you guys order so many tests, that's why the hospital bills are so high. Well, yes, you're right. We order a lot of tests, and the hospital bills are high, absolutely. But what happens if we don't? What happens if we don't order the test and you're having a heart attack right in front of us? Are you or your family member going to say, oh, Dr. Jones, don't worry. You were just trying to save my insurance company money. No big deal. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. No worries. I don't mind. No, no, you're not going to say that to your doctor. You're going to say, I want blood. I came to you and you misdiagnosed me. So, I mean, I can't unzip your chest and look at your heart and see if you're infarcting. I'm going to order cardiac enzymes. I'm going to order an EKG. I'm going to order a stress test. I may have a cardiologist come in. I may admit you for 23 hours observation. Yes, that costs money, but you're coming in with chest pain. What else am I supposed to do? What else am I supposed to do? Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, you know, can't you tell? What if it's somebody younger? I've had 25-year-old patients have heart attacks. How do you tell if somebody is completely fine? Well, you know, the EKG helps. EKGs help. Of course they help. You know, looking at cardiac enzymes. I mean, you do. You evaluate them. You don't always have to run fancy, expensive tests. But what if you're the type of person whose EKG always looks funny? You always have a funny EKG. What are we supposed to do then? Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's why we need computer records and electronic medical records. Absolutely. Absolutely that would help. Absolutely. I think it's a brilliant idea. In fact, before electronic records, what I wanted to do was fax to all the emergency rooms my patients' EKGs. So if they would come in the middle of the night on the weekend and the doctor's like, I got to compare this to something, then have something on file. But the hospitals couldn't do that. They had no mechanism in place for them to hold on to old records of patients that they've never met. Or patients that, that was really frustrating to me. Extremely frustrating. Because I'm like, why can't I just fax you the EKGs? You know, these are patients who I know have angina. I know they have cardiac issues. They told me they're going to want to go to your hospital. Let me at least fax you the EKG. Since we're not computerized yet because that hasn't been invented. Let me just do that. No. What are we going to do with it? We have no room. We can't have medical records flying around the place. But that makes sense to me. Absolutely. Compare it. You know, get a feeling for something. But, you know, now we're in a society where if a patient comes in with abdominal pain and you miss the appendicitis attack, you're dead in the water. You have no way to defend yourself in a lawsuit. Yeah, and we don't want to miss things. I mean, I didn't go to medical school to have people have appendix blown, you know, appendixes blow up and for people to have dissecting aneurysms in front of me. That's not why I went to medical school. I went to medical school to help people. And luckily we have these tests. There are diagnostic tools, you know, like my daddy. My daddy would fix appliances. And his tools, he'd have a needle nose, he'd have a wrench. My tools are a CAT scan and an MRI. I mean, I wish I could fit them in my pocket, in my holster, but I can't. But boy, they've helped me. They've helped me diagnose amazing things. You know, our one patient who ended up having a lymphoma in her pelvis went throughout her pregnancy. Her doctors considered her having sciatica, and she said, she goes, I have sciatica pain. Well, thank God she got an MRI, and they found there was a tumor. Now, again, I don't want to freak you all out that just because you have sciatica pain or, like I said, headaches, you have something bad. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is you can't tell an emergency room doc, sorry. All right, you better decide before you do the test. I mean, if a doctor doesn't think the test is going to be positive, then there would be no reason to order it. He obviously is ruling something out. All right, we got to talk more. Plus, get to medical headlines, so please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, it's Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, visit our website at drdahlia.com. You can email me. Another quick thing I need to keep you guys abreast of with the ER changes is I'm hearing in some California emergency rooms that the emergency room doctors are given this 30-minute rule. And this 30-minute rule that's come into play is where you need to see a patient that comes into the emergency room within 30 minutes. Now, you know, when I first heard that, I'm like, well, that's nice. You know, I couldn't stand knowing that there were patients outside bleeding or in abdominal pain in the waiting room. And what I would do is in between people I was dealing with in the ER, I would just go out in the waiting room, and just to see what the heck is going on. Because remember, what's written on paper and handed to you by the triage nurse is still a completely different image than actually going out into the waiting room and taking a look. And I loved going out into the waiting room going, hey, how's it going? You know, I mean, I couldn't really entertain anybody because you could see they were mad because they wanted to get back. But when we were busy, we were busy. You know, so I would go take a peek, you know, okay, who is this person with abdominal pain? And, you know, if I thought they were having a rupturing aneurysm, no, I'm not going to keep you, you know, in the lobby thinking it's just a gallstone. So, you know, it would help to go out there and look. But so from what I understand, in some California hospitals, emergency rooms, the doctor has to look at you within 30 minutes. Okay, this is to cut down on the hour-long wait. So when you heard about that, you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. All right, but then I talked to one of the emergency room physicians, and he said, oh, no. You don't understand how horrible that is. I can't hover over my patient. Now, for those of you familiar with the ER term hovering, we've had to do that a lot. You'll have a patient, and you're like, okay, this can go either way. This can go either way. I am going to watch you like a hawk. Either they're in a very deadly heart rhythm, or they've been bleeding out, or they've been, you know, remember I talked to you about some of these heavy nosebleeds. Somebody comes in with a nosebleed, and they could actually, you could actually bleed to death from a horrible nosebleed. So we would put a tampon in their nose, inject it with cocaine, would have to actually give these patients some Versed to quiet them down and calm them down so they wouldn't bleed as heavy, and so we could pack them. And to pack their nose, I mean, it could be pretty painful. And then I would look in their ear and watch to see if the bleeding would subside, because these very bad nosebleeds, you could see the blood behind the eardrum rise. And, I mean, you know, I would hover, obviously, around more, you know, severe patients, but it's called hovering. You know, I'm like, I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to kind of hang out here. Now, when you get this rule that you need to see everybody within 30 minutes and you have a full emergency room, you lose the ability to hover. Okay, now, anybody with a brain, okay, you don't have to be a medical doctor to understand this. Anybody with a brain would realize, all right, if you have a very severe, unstable patient, you better not be too far away and you better not be distracted with somebody else, with a cough and cold, with a splinter. Yeah. I mean, when I did ER, I'd have to take out splinters. With the corneal abrasion, yeah, some of these things warranted emergency room, but not enough to pull me away from any of my severe patients. Now, again, I don't know if this is all the California hospitals. I don't know if it's just the, I don't know if it's any of the private systems. Again, you can't find any data on this because these are some unspoken rules. Nobody has these written down. And I'm being told by emergency room doctors, I'm going to get in trouble. I have got to see everybody within 30 minutes. It's got to be documented. I've got to evaluate them and start treatment. And they're like, I am dealing with a bronchitis when I need to get back to my person in that's an unstable VTAC. And I'm like, I couldn't work like that. I mean, thank God I got to do emergency room medicine before all these new regulations. Luckily, I was in an emergency room in Lake Havasu that was, you know, I believe it was privately owned, and I forget who owned it, but they let us do our job, and we did a damn good job. We hardly lost anybody. I'm very proud of that, not because I was a good doctor, but because we had the full support of the staff, the full support. They would not interfere with us. Let us do our jobs. We're the ones that went to medical school. You can't have a pencil pusher make the life and death decisions in the ER. And that is what's happening in these hospitals. I understand it's all economic. I understand the way we've practiced medicine in the emergency room is partially why we're in the mess we're in. I understand that. But remember, we're trying to save lives here. Right? Well, we're going to get sued. You know, if you have a person that's waiting longer than 30 minutes and they have something serious, I get that. I don't want the hospital sued. I mean, how many lawsuits can a hospital take before they go under? I get that. You know, and I agree that you really shouldn't have 3, 4, 5 hour waits. It's miserable. When I had my kidney stone, I was there all day. I was there for hours before somebody helped me. It's miserable. It is. But then that has to be part of the system that gets fixed. Maybe let's build more hospitals. Maybe let's incentivize doctors to go to medical school and staff more doctors and staff in these hospitals. Staff more nurses. Create jobs. How do you incentivize doctors? By getting rid of these huge malpractice cases and the huge high malpractice insurance and give them some sort of tort reform protection. Right now, the average person, the average college student really doesn't want to go to medicine. They're like, I'll pass. I wonder why they want to pass. Well, because if you miss something on a patient, a patient in the ER, you make a mistake, you're out of there. You lose your license, you lose your house, you lose, you know, you could lose your wife and kids, right? And you could go to jail, okay? You could be criminally prosecuted if somebody dies. Oh, I'll sign up. I mean, honestly, you have to really, really, really love medicine, really, really want to help people, and not be worried about getting entrenched in HIV or hepatitis C blood to go to medical school now, because there's no financial incentive. All right, doctors aren't rich. Doctors aren't at the top of the food chain anymore. So, you know, those people who went to medical school because they thought they'd have some financial stability, all right, we already lost those groups of individuals. And maybe it's good. You know, you really want somebody that isn't, you know, money driven. I mean, you want somebody who, you know, I mean, like me, I love the smell of Band-Aids. Anybody who was bleeding in the schoolyard, I wanted in. My fingers were in every orifice I could, pulling out crayon pieces. You know, like somebody would get we're talking about kids here, like crayon pieces in the ears. I would be pulling them out. I just love that stuff. I loved it ever since I was a kid. I still love it. I don't think I could ever not do medicine. I love it. I can't stand what medicine's become. I can't stand somebody who doesn't have any medical training telling me what to do. Oh, that makes me mad. You know, I can't stand the fact that I could lose my house. I mean, honestly, my house is so upside down, take it. You know, but when my house was worth something, oh, that scared the heck out of me. You know? And it's not because my house is a fancy house. It's not a fancy house. It's just, you know, I want to know that my kids can feel comfortable that I'm not going to be losing it to a lawsuit. Okay, I'm practicing to the best I can. I'm educating myself every single day. I'm taking care. I'm using clean equipment. I'm using, you know, the tools I'm given. I'm doing a damn good job. But unfortunately, people that get sued are getting sued for the wrong reasons. Yes, there's some stupid idiots out there cutting off the wrong leg and going to work drunk. Yeah, they're stupid idiots reusing needles. But the rest of us, we're hard workers, and, you know, we are at the mercy of trial lawyers. We are. And juries. And it's a shame. Doctors are the bad guy. Doctors are rich. Not all of us, people. Not all of us. So you're now, as a patient, going to be in a situation where ER docs have a lot of rules, a lot of regulations. And if you're pretty severe and possibly unstable. Now, true. I mean, if you're unstable, we're supposed to stabilize you and then go see the next patient. But just because we stabilize you doesn't mean you're going to stay stable. You could be unstable seconds later. Do you want your doctor watching over you, or do you want them going to deal with the bronchitis because of rules and regulations? That's where medicine is going to. That's where it is. It's frustrating. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to give a shout out to Michael Brewer. He has been a faithful listener of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also clued me in on some programming issues. And I guess we are also now on XM Channel 166 on Saturday mornings as well. So for those of you that listen to the 5 a.m. show Eastern Time, we're also on 5 a.m. Saturdays. And for those of you that work late Pacific time, 2 a.m., we're on 2 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays too. So that is, I guess that's 6 days a week plus 5 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as multiple affiliates. And again, thank you all for contacting your radio stations. Please continue to do that. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show, and hopefully Genesis Communications Network will make that happen. Okay, so let's go on. Let's see what type of news is out here. All right. The Italian captain's in the news again. Did you guys hear about this one now? Okay, so the Italian captain of the cruise ship, right, the Captain Francesco Schettino, all right, or Schettino. I think it's Schettino, okay? Remember, he was the one that fled the scene, didn't help with the rescue, and he's now under house arrest. Well, this is the latest from his lawyer, all right? The captain didn't flee when he went on the lifeboat. He tripped, and he fell. So as he was losing his balance, trying to grab and muster any strength he could to maintain upright, he fell into a lifeboat and just went along for the ride while he was dazed and confused by the trip and fall. Really? Are we that stupid? Really? Okay. This is his quote. I didn't even have a life jacket because I had given it to one of the passengers. I was trying to get people to get into the boats in an orderly fashion. Suddenly, since the ship was at a 60 to 7 degree angle, I tripped and I ended up in one of the boats. That's how I found myself in the lifeboat. Suspended there, I was unable to lower the boat into the sea because the space was blocked by other boats in the water. Now, you know, this captain, notwithstanding going off the nautical chart, trying to do a nautical flyby, all the other stuff he's been accused of, he could face 12 years in prison alone just for fleeing the scene. You're supposed to stay with the ship. You're supposed to stay with the ship until everybody is off. And he did it. So he could get 12 years of prison alone just for that. We weren't even talking about manslaughter charges. Just leaving the ship. And so, of course, you know, he and his attorney are like, oh, no, I tripped. Yeah, I trip and fall, but I fall into the lifeboat. Come on. We're not stupid. We're not stupid. No, está estúpido. No. Well, that was Spanish. Sorry. Okay, so what's going on here? Let's see. Oh, this is kind of scary. 130 Doctors Without Borders staff have disappeared in Sudan. All right. Doctors and medics of the group, also known under Médecins Sans Frontières, that's French, they apparently, we have 130 staff that are missing in South Sudan. Now, there is a lot of ethnic violence going on in that area. Medical facilities have been targeted. I hate hearing that. I hate hearing any innocent people, get abducted or killed. But I mean, you know, they're just trying to help people. And, you know, didn't that happen in Afghanistan? There was a medic unit. There was a medical team of volunteers, just American volunteers that were there. They were all taken and killed. You know, I mean, I've always wanted to do Doctors Without Borders. That's something I've always wanted to do. And I mean, it's just scary. And I know the reason why they want to do this is because they want to scare us into not going out there and not helping, you know, areas that need to be helped. But it's really, really frustrating when you have innocent people just trying to do good, putting their lives at risk like this. So right now we have 130 Doctors Without Borders staff and medics and doctors missing right now. Okay, now this is kind of cool. This is some science news. They say a new study suggests that ancient Peruvians actually ate popcorn. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have popcorn, but she's eating popcorn. Researchers say corn cobs found at an ancient site in Peru suggest that the inhabitants used them for making flour and popcorn. Scientists from Washington Natural History Museum say the oldest corn cobs they found were dated from 4700 BC. That is cool. I really dig this stuff. The curator of New World Archaeology at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C., Dolores Pepperdo, says maize was first domesticated in Mexico nearly 9,000 years ago from a wild grass. Remember the grown-up movie, Rob Schneider? Maize. Maize. Ms. Pepperdo says that her team's research shows that only a few thousand years later, maize arrived in South America, where it evolved into different varieties now common in the Andean regions. right. Yeah, but okay, but yeah, no, but where are they getting the whole popcorn thing? Did they find bags? Was there, you know, hot butter? How do they know? Okay, I mean, I know they were eating corn, but this isn't telling me why it's popcorn. And I'm still not convinced. Maybe I got to find a better article. Yeah, I don't know how convinced I am with this. Okay, let's see what else we got in medical news. You know, I love giving you guys the medical news, but, you know, sometimes I really like going off on a tangent. So I apologize if sometimes you're not getting all the medical updates. But keep in mind, too, sometimes there's not really 3 hours worth of medical updates. You know, like I think there's an article, there's a medical headline today where taking the birth control pill helps period pain. Okay, now, all right, my answer to that is duh. Okay, we know that. I'm not going to waste your time talking about my menstrual cramps and the average woman's menstrual cramps. We know. The whole reason why we've been putting women on birth control pill for decades wasn't so much that they wouldn't have sex, is that they wouldn't have painful periods. And duh, but that's an example of a medical headline. All right, well then, Dr. Dahlia, your show should go off the air. No, my show should not go off the air. No, that's no reason. That it's not my fault period news is dominating the medical headlines. That's not my fault. Okay? I mean, yes, if I had an all-women audience, maybe that'd be interesting. You know, I mean, my husband, I tell my husband he really should be more interested in my period because it affects him more than me. He's like, you got a point there, honey. Yeah, please document it. Please come up with an app, right? Message me, text me, Facebook me when you have your period so I know I could flee. Oh, we had the conversation, me and my husband. We had the conversation of what happens if both our mothers get to the age that they have to move in with us. Ooh, it got ugly. It got ugly. Oh, my gosh. Both of us almost ended up on antidepressants. We got so nervous. I love my mom, but I grew up where when your grandmother or, you know, father or mother get ill, they move in with you, right? But me and my husband, we like our in-laws. Like them. Don't want to live with them. So, whew, that was probably a conversation I really should have had with him today. So, oh, I better make things up. Hopefully I don't have my period so I can make things up with hubby. All right, well, what about my mother? What if my mother has to move in? Oh, no, that's not happening. Okay, so your mother can move in with us, but not my mother? Yeah, but I could, you know, I know how to deal with my mother. I can't deal with your mother. Why not live with your mother? Let's get Mikey. He'll live with our mothers. All right. Also, in headlines today, it looks like, from what I understand, L.A. Council has now demanded that porn actors wear condoms. Now, what's going to happen with this move is apparently porn companies are going to leave Los Angeles and film their porns in other cities and other states. They say you can't create a product that the market doesn't want. This is Christian Mann, a general manager of Evil Angel Productions, one of the industry's biggest makers of porn films. The market doesn't want porn with a condom? Does it really matter? Are they even looking at that? All right, so I guess, you know, those of us that live in Nevada and Arizona and surrounding states, our economy's going to boom. All right, guys, this is your stop. Have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia. See ya.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.